Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 3rd of March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Robinhood discloses a system-wide outage as the market surges due to investor confidence that the Federal Reserve could mitigate coronavirus impact. DownDetector reported Robinhood's problems began at market open, and customers complained that they couldn't execute trades. Robinhood said at midday a fix was in progress. Apple agrees to preliminary settlement terms in class action suit over the company intentionally slowing older iPhones in a bid to push consumers toward new models. The company agreed to pay $25 per eligible phone. The per-phone payout will adjust according to the total number of eligible devices. Apple would pay out $310 million to $500 million, according to the agreement. 1 year after committing to stop the spread of conspiracy theory videos, YouTube has made progress but continues to recommend certain types of conspiracy content, according to a study by the University of California, Berkeley. The company stopped recommending flat earther videos and claims that 9/11 was an inside job, but still recommends climate change deniers, videos that say aliens created the pyramids, etc. Google updates Pixel devices with expanded emergency help features, additional photo and video functions, Google Pay improvements. The company also added new motion sense controls, enabling users to pause and resume music playback with the wave of a hand. Google's personal safety app, which detects auto accidents and calls for help, has expanded to the UK and Australia. Britain's plan for a new sovereign satellite navigation system, pushed by the government as a symbol of post-Brexit independence, after the UK was shut out of the EU's £10 billion Galileo programme has been delayed for at least 6 months, amid disagreements about the scope and costs of the multi-billion pound space project. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.